This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The top Republican in Colorado's House of Representatives is resigning his leadership role. Larimer County Representative Mike Lynch was arrested in 2022 on drunk driving-related charges, something his caucus only learned about last week. Lynch told his colleagues his arrest should be a lesson.
Be careful. Don't make the mistake that I made, which was to get behind the wheel after I had had too much to drink. We have a lot of socializing that goes on here.
House Republicans meet tomorrow morning to pick a new minority leader. Lynch, who is also running for Congress, will serve the rest of his term in the state house. Colorado has a new federal grant to repair and replace existing electric vehicle chargers. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The U.S. Department of Transportation awarded Colorado $8.3 million to fix broken chargers. It's meant to address complaints from EV drivers who report roadside plugs often just aren't working. The cash is a small piece of a $7.5 billion pot of money approved in the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Biden in 2021. Colorado currently has almost 6,000 charging ports and plans to add another 1,500 by 2030. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Unofficial results show Heather Graham will be Pueblo's next mayor, defeating incumbent Nick Gratishar with nearly 63% of the vote in yesterday's runoff election. Graham is currently the president of the Pueblo City Council. According to the City of Pueblo's website, more than 25,000 ballots were cast. The city clerk will certify results February 1st. In Boulder, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 49. Snow is possible tomorrow night. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.